Next patient, last name Dixon, D-I-X-S-O-N, first name Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, date of birth 1/18/1990. Teaching physician, Dr. Sammy Pay, date of evaluation October 18, 2012, history. This is a new patient evaluation on this 22-year-old female who is presenting to the clinic with her representative from Eisenhower Center, E-I-S-E-N-H-O-W-E-R Center. She is presenting with the chief complaint of suffering a traumatic brain injury. She's involved in a motor vehicle accident on July 22nd, 2005. And had multiple injuries, including fracture of the left knee and ankle, fracture of the left orbit, traumatic brain injury, low back pain, and umbilical hernia. She has since had surgery on the fractures and follow-up physical therapy, as well as trigger points for recurrent pain. She wears glasses now with prism lenses due to visual complications from the traumatic brain injury and the left orbital fracture. She does have traumatic brain injury cognitive deficits, for which she's in Eisenhower Center. She also has been at Rainbow Rehabilitation Center about 1 month on an inpatient, and then she went home with mom and dad. She spent about 3 years outpatient care, and at some point had a child and wanted to live more independently, so she was placed in Communicare, C-O-M-M-I-C-A-R-E, in 2010 as a semi-independent apartment with attendant care services. In August 30, 2012, she was admitted to Eisenhower, initially into a group home and then into an apartment program. Locationally, she's worked at Rainbow Sheltered Workshop, and in about 2008, she did about 1 month in a plant assembly, but that did not go very well. She did see Dr. Bloom in 2007 for a neuropsychological evaluation, but there's been no more recent testing. With the initial injury, she was admitted to St. Joe Mercy Hospital for about 1 month. What she notices now is that she has low back pain that stays in the low back area. There's no referral to the buttocks or low extremity. The pain kicks up when she bends. She does have pain in the left side of the neck that goes to the top of the left shoulder, and it will shoot down intermittently to the left hand and fingers, and all fingers of that hand will tingle. And she also is noticing weakness in her left hand. She's right hand dominant, and there's no right upper limb complaints. She states when she walks, she tends to drift to the left side. Her pain's 4 out of 10 on pain analog scale, especially in her back and arms. She feels better lying down. The floor feels worse bending over or moving her neck the wrong way. She also had a petition to change her guardian in October of 2010 from Mitch Ditchman, D-I-T-C-H-M-A-N, who is a co-guardian with her aunt, to her new guardian, Margaret Browning, B-R-O-W-N-I-N-G. She, on, she lives at Eisenhower Center and is in a work shelter program there. She has a medical history of hypertension, which is reportedly stable, and asthma. She has an intramedullary rod in her left leg, which was later removed. She's on hydrochlorothiazide, Paxil, Norvasc, and Motrin. She has no medication allergies. There's a family history of hypertension, diabetes, and cancer. She smokes 1/2 to 1 pack of cigarettes a day, no use of alcohol or illicit drugs. The 10 system review systems is positive for generalized weight gain, pain in the neck area, coughing, low back pain. Otherwise, it's non-contributory. On physical exam, she is 204 pounds. Of note, her ideal weight is 150 pounds. She is alert and oriented. On physical exam, on standing evaluation, PSIS, ASIS, simulate crest height for level. There's no tenderness on the SI joint. Standing flexion mark signs are negative bilaterally. She's tender along the L2 spinal level. There's reduced right side bending at L2 as the anchor. And in forward flexion at the lumbar spine remains in hyperextension at L2, that was for 4 levels. On lower-extremity evaluation, neurological exam for reflex and sensation intact. On upper-extremity evaluation, deep pain reflex are 2+ and symmetric. There's reduced sensation in the left C8 and C6 dermatomes, but well-maintained strength both distally and proximally in the arm. She has full range of motion at both shoulders, but there is pain upon flexion range of motion on the left side. Phelan tests and Tinel's tests are negative in the upper extremities. Impression number one, traumatic brain injury with cognitive deficits. Number two, left neck pain with suspected left C6 and C7 radiculopathy. Next number, low back pain with hypomobility at L2, L4, with limited flexion. Next number, visual dysfunction with nevi-prism lenses. Next number, adjustment disorder due to injuries and limitations. Recommendations, I am recommending intervention including physical therapy to address the neck pain, radicular pain, and low back pain. Neuropsychological reevaluation since the last one was in 2007 to update her cognitive state and further delineate her care plan. I'm recommending occupational therapy for higher level activities of daily living, organizational planning, and vocational rehabilitation 5 days a week with the sheltered workshop. She also will require neurooptometry evaluation to reassess the appropriateness of her lenses and counseling for supportive psychotherapy. Appropriate prescriptions were given. This visit lasted 50 minutes with more than 50% of the time face-to-face consultation. That's 50 minutes, 5-0. Please send a copy of this dictation to Zuleika, Z-U-L-E-I-K-A, Norwood, N-O-R-W-O-O-D, at Eisenhower Center.